This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, horse people. This is Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida, and you are listening to the Horses in the Morning show on the Horse Radio Network for August 7th, 2012, episode 461. Horses in the Morning is live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for the summer, so today we bring you a highlight podcast from the Horse Radio Network. Sit back and enjoy episode 56 of the Driving Radio Show as Glenn and Dr. Wendy Ying talk about the fanatical fun to be had with Welsh ponies. Horses in the Morning will be back live tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, replete with riotous reports regarding all things equine. And in the spirit of keeping the lights on, happy National Lighthouse Day.
This is Glenn the Geek.
And I'm Wendy Ying, and you're listening to the Driving Radio Show on the Horse Radio Network.
Welcome back, Wendy. Thank God you're back. I'm getting tired of talking to myself.
I know, Glenn. I'm so glad to be back. I was really missing you.
I miss you every week. It's the one time every week we get to talk, you know?
I know.
And, instead,
nobody can bother us because we're busy recording.
That's right. Yeah, no interruptions. And my wife doesn't even come in and bug me when we're doing the show. So it's good.
I know. Yeah, it's great.
Now, you were out gallivanting all around Europe and, you know, ignoring the rest of the world. Did you have a good time?
I had a great time. And, like, the first couple of days with no phone, because, you know, people know I'm a Facebook addict, I was in withdrawals, and then it wasn't so bad.
Got over it.
I could have, but I was so happy to turn on my phone when I touched down in the United States.
Did you have a 12-step program while you were over there?
Yeah, I had detox when I was over there.
So what you did is you replaced Facebook with drinking.
I replaced my cell phone addiction with chocolate and cheese, unfortunately.
So you gained weight in Europe while you were there?
I gained a little bit of weight, unfortunately. That's bad about it. But now I lost it all again, so it wasn't that bad. Because, you know, I figured, I know how these people in Europe stay so skinny when they eat so much. They're just in chronic renal failure because they're completely dehydrated because it's so hard to get the water over there.
There you go. Now, did you did you get to do anything horsey, or were you sightseeing the whole time?
The only horsey thing I did was I was sitting in this cafe on this little Swiss lake on the bottom end of Lake Zurich. And it's a town called Rapperswil. And these people were getting married. And there was a guy driving a pair horse and carriage and taking these people to their wedding. So I stopped and I took pictures of him. And that's the only horsey thing I did.
That's funny.
And I saw baby Halflingers. I saw baby Halflingers on the side of the road, but that's it.
That's it. Well, you did. What countries did you see while you were out there?
I went to Greece, and then I went to Switzerland. And we just, you know, where I was in Switzerland was right on the border with Germany. So we went to Germany for one day, not to sightsee. But we just went up to Germany shopping, actually. And then, because my Swiss nanny loves to shop in Germany. I don't know why. I think she feels like she's getting she gets her taxes back when she comes back across the border. So she feels like she's getting a discount. So we had to go to Germany so Swiss nanny could go shopping.
That's funny. Well, so do you look Swiss now? Or German? Did you buy a whole bunch of German outfits and things?
No, I didn't. I didn't buy a dirndl.
They definitely got the worst dressed award in the opening ceremonies on Friday night for the Olympics.
I didn't see it. I haven't seen the opening ceremony.
Ugh, the Germans were hideous. That was the worst one. It was pretty bad. Everybody agreed on the Germans being the worst dressed. I felt bad for the athletes, actually.
That's too bad.
Yeah, well, we don't have much to talk about Olympic-wise because pretty much there's no driving. So we'll just we'll let the Venting Radio Show with Samantha and John cover that and the morning show because they do a better job than we would at this point. So if you want to hear all about that, tune into eventingradio.com. They've been doing great. John, the co-host of the Eventing Radio Show, John Kyle, was actually the announcer on the cross-country course yesterday.
Oh, really? Yep. I saw some of that. And he has a great voice. That's great.
Yep, so he was doing that. So that was fun to watch yesterday on the computer. And what else here? You know, we had our Facebook post that I wanted to read to you. You're going to love this. This is while you were gone. We heard from Barbie Sue, who said, "Love, love, love the show and your picture. You two are a riot. Hurry home, Wendy. We miss you. P.S. I don't even drive, but you are my favorite show." Well, there you go.
Aww.
Isn't that nice?
Thanks, Barbie Sue.
Yeah. So she doesn't even drive, but she listens to our wackiness anyway.
Well, driving's fun for everybody. So she may not drive now, but she probably will eventually.
And one of our other loyal listeners, Tony, wrote and said that it was a good show last week. I did a show on driving, on racing, on harness racing. And he wrote and said, good job on the driving show last week, even without Wendy. So apparently I did all right without you, but I still like doing it.
Yeah. I knew you could, Glenn. I knew you could do it.
Well, you know what? Next week now you're doing it without me, so we'll be...
No way! I don't want to do it without you.
I'll get Barbie Sue to fill in. She can fill in for me. No, I'll be here next week. Now you were at a show. We're going to get to this right after we talk to Susie from the American Driving Society. But you were at a show last weekend. You came back from your vacation and jumped right in, and got a bunch of interviews while you were there. Just tell us what show you were at.
I did. I was at the it was the North Carolina Welsh Pony and Cob show that was held at the Carolina Horse Park. And it was a breed show. So they had all, as you know, the Welsh has different sections. They have the A, B, C, and D. So the A's and B's are like the riding type ponies. And then the C's and D's are like the cobs, the cute little cobs. And then they also have half Welsh. And my horses are half Welsh. So and also the Welsh pony is very popular for driving. Many of our champions in open driving competition, including the very first, including the first gold medal in driving, bouncer was a Welsh. So they have carriage driving classes there, and lots of the people that I met there, I also see in open driving competition and different things. So I took my iPhone and my trusty microphone, and I went and I got some interviews of the different people, and we're going to hear what they do with their Welsh besides just drive.
Well, that's terrific. I have not heard these interviews yet, so this will be my first time as well. I'm looking forward to listening in today. Our roving reporter, Wendy, was on the scene in her flip-flops, I bet.
I was in my flip-flops, Glenn, and I have a funny flip-flop story for you if you want to hear it.
All right, we'll get to that a little bit later, too. Let's go to Susie from the American Driving Society first, and then we'll hear what happened to... I bet you they kicked you out of the show because you didn't have proper footwear. We'll find out after this.
Well, hi, Susie, and welcome to the Driving Radio Show.
Hey, Wendy, glad to hear your voice again.
Well, it's good to be back, and it's good to talk to you again. So what has been going on with ADF lately since I've been gone?
Well, I just finished up participating in the Midwest Young Drivers Camp. We did a young driver camp that was sponsored by the American Driving Society, the ADF Fund, and the Dairyland Driving Club. And we had 13 kids that we put through their paces and challenged them over a three-day period. The camp started on Friday and went all the way through to Sunday. And the focus of the camp was broadening the participants' knowledge of the sport of carriage driving. We did everything from pleasure driving classes to an entire little CDE. And this year, we let the kids bring some of their own ponies. So we had six kids that brought their own ponies, and then we had five that did not have their own ponies. And those kids were mentored one-on-one by carriage drivers from the Midwest and the Dairyland Driving Club. And it was a neat experience for these kids, because some of these kids, you know, they drive little Welsh ponies, and then they turned around and they got to drive my massive halflinger, and, you know, or they got to drive a Fjord and a few other breeds, a Morab and a Morgan. And the feedback and the response from them, they were so excited. A lot of them had never had a chance to experience a combined driving type event. Some of them were only pleasure drivers. And some of them had never had a chance to compete yet in a pleasure driving show, and they were interested in learning all the ins and outs, the secrets. Wes Licht, one of our instructors, is a expert at gambler's choice, and he was giving them all the tips on how he lays out his gambler's pattern and how he decides which obstacles he's going to do. So all in all, it was just a fun experience for the kids and for the mentors and all the volunteers combined.
It sounds great. It sounds really great. And how was your weather? Was your weather good for everybody?
It was absolutely fantastic. It was a little bit warm on Saturday, but other than that, we finally had a break in the plus 90 degree heat. So all the horses and ponies were comfortable and happy, and it just went off without a hitch. We did it right after the Hickory Knoll combined driving event. So that venue left up all the obstacles and things like that. So we got to use the whole CDE layout to help in the dressage rings, which was huge, to help us teach the kids.
Oh, that's great. So you could use that whole facility.
Yeah, the whole facility was at our beck and call, basically. They were great. They really, Frostwood Farms and Hickory Knoll both provided us with facilities, equipment, personnel, to help maintain everything and mow everything. So it was really great. One of the things we were totally surprised about from the mentor perspective and the organizer's perspective is how entranced the parents were. The parents begged us to have an adult program for them sometime because they told us that their kids won't teach them how to drive. So they're waiting to learn how to drive. They're waiting for their kids to graduate move on in their lives. And so, but they know that pony is still going to be left at home, and they want to be able to do something with them. And so they're really interested in doing an adult camp. And this format is that we've developed can be passed on and can be used anywhere around the country. We did a webinar on it last year, and that's archived on the American Driving Society website. And we also have all the material that we developed, the forms, you know, all the paperwork stuff that's, you know, kind of the tedium part of doing one of these activities. But we have that all developed, and we can pass it on to any club or any organization that wants to do something similar. It's a great way to get people involved in the sport.
Well, so that's great. So people can just get the format from you and just have a template to follow and have a nice camp for either grown-ups or kids.
Yeah, exactly. And we have instructors that are willing to travel around the country to put these camps on as the lead instructor as well.
And are there any kind of grants available for people?
I'm sorry?
Are there any grants available if people want to do something like this, but maybe are a little bit nervous about funding a clinic like this, like the Hooped Addis Fund possibly?
Well, actually, the American Driving Society does have a special fund set up for young drivers, and it has the ability that you can submit and for a grant, and the grants can be distributed and help support a camp. We still charge the kids a registration fee.
We
want to make sure that everybody is in it, because it's a lot of work for the mentors and all the volunteers and stuff like that. But we don't want to be given pony rides. We want to really get people that are into the sport and may take it further beyond this weekend. And that's really what we got. We got a lot of great kids that are really going to expand in the sport and more than likely take all the ribbons in a couple years
from us old guys. Well, and hopefully we'll get a lot of kids that want to that are excited about the sport and want to give back to other people, because when we have younger people in the sport, they tend to attract even more younger people, so we can have a next generation, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we did have one of our mentors there actually was a graduate from our first camp. So we had a full circle of a camper coming back and giving back. He brought his pony and had a mentor, had a mentee, a student all weekend long, and taught her all about combined driving, something that she wasn't used to.
Oh, that's great. That's great to hear. Well, thank you, Susie. Thanks for telling us so much about this great camp. And we look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you so much. And if you want to learn more about this, go to the American Driving Society website. The webinar page is right there, and there's a whole webinar you can just download and listen to all the things that we learned putting on this camp.
AmericanDrivingSociety.org. Well, we're back, and Wendy, we're going to hear what happened with the flip-flops over the weekend. Now, for those that don't know, new listeners of the show, Wendy lives in flip-flops. They never leave her feet. She showers in them. She sleeps in them. She goes everywhere in them. She unfortunately goes to the barn with them, which Jennifer and I just harp on all the time as being extremely dangerous. But she doesn't listen to anybody, and she does it anyway. So what happened over the weekend when you were in your flip-flops? Did you get kicked out? Did they make you leave?
No, but one person did say to me, "Hey, I read your article about safety at the barn, blah, blah, blah." Supposedly I wrote some CAA article. I don't even remember writing it, but I wrote something on safety, which I don't know why anyone would believe my things about safety, but I had said something about closed-toed shoes. And but I wear flip-flops because my toenails grow upwards, and it hurts my toes to be in shoes all the time. So anyway, I do wear flip-flops, and that's a risk I take, and they're my own feet. So everybody always seems to have a concern about my feet at the barn. So I was only showing in hand this weekend, but I did not run my horse in flip-flops. Let me just say I ran in sneakers. But so I went to go get ice at the ice machine, right? Because I wasn't even taking the horses there. My trainer took the horses there, and I was just getting the food. And I was going to get ice. I was holding the cooler there. You know those big ice machines, and you pull the handle, and the ice drops into your cooler?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then somebody beeped at me, like my friends were driving by, like, "Hey, Wendy." And I turned around, and I pulled the handle, and the ice, 20 pounds of ice fell on my foot in flip-flops. And it hurt bad.
Okay. All this time we were worried about...
Oh, you don't go to the ice machine and you flip off.
All this
you could drop 20 pounds of ice on your foot.
All this time we worry about you getting stomped on by a horse, and it's the ice that gets you.
It was the ice machine. I was technically on the way to the horse show. But you flip-flops would probably be required footwear at the ice machine because you'd be going to the beach or whatnot.
Right, you're right. And they should have a warning.
Nobody ever says that.
There should be a warning sign on that ice machine. Be careful not to drop this ice on your flip-flop feet.
Yeah, octung. Watch out for the ice.
All this time you've been around all these horses and the ice gets you. That's funny.
I know.
Now, you were at this Welsh show, and your first interview was with Deb Branson. Tell us about Deb.
Yes, our first interview is with Deb Branson, and she is a Welsh pony breeder in North Carolina, and she also competes in pleasure and combined driving with a pair, and she has been known to drive four in hand also. Most recently, she was showing at the CAA show in Lexington, Kentucky, and she and her husband ran this show at the Carolina Horse Park, and she's going to tell us all about the Welsh, the show and the breed and a little bit about her breeding.
Okay, I'm here with Deb Branson, the organizer of our Welsh pony show here at the Carolina Horse Park. And right now, Deb's ponies are going into the ring. Her little foals are going in. So Deb's going to tell us a little bit about the history of this Welsh show and about showing her babies. So welcome, Deb, to the Driving Radio Show.
Well, hi, Wendy. Nice to see you here. One thing I wanted to say, this is the largest driving division we've had in a Welsh show on the East Coast in years.
Oh, really?
And it's really exciting. We even had enough to divide the carriage division.
Oh, that's great. And how do you divide the carriage division?
By height.
By height. So what's the cutoff?
12-2 and under, and then over 12-2.
Oh, great. Okay. And we just talked to Megan Bench a little bit, so she told us a little bit about the carriage driving. But what other classes do you offer here at the Welsh for performance?
Well, we also had junior handler, and mm-hmm. we had more junior handlers here than they had at the Welsh National Show.
Oh, really? Oh, congratulations.
And we also divided that class by age.
By age of the kids?
By the age of the kids.
Oh, that's great. And how young was the youngest kid?
Oh, gee, I don't know. I think nine.
Nine. Wow, and it goes up to 18.
And the one that just did the 9 just walked out of the ring with the grand champion mare in the A division pony.
Oh, I wanted to talk to you about that mare. That mare is, what's her name?
Belongs to, her name is Menai Silver Miss Meg.
Yes.
And she belongs to Claire Reed. I have her leased from her.
Right, and so now she's doing the breed shows and doing junior handler. But what was her job before she did that?
She was in Claire's foreign hand for the foreign hand club, and she also showed up to intermediate and CDEs.
Right, and she pulled the coach, too, didn't she?
Yes,
she
did.
Coach?
Yes, she did.
So it's great to see these ponies that had a job before now coming out and having a second career, huh?
Making beautiful babies.
Yeah, I just got a picture of her baby. Now tell us a little bit about her baby.
Her baby, who's walking off that way right now, is, I call her Odyssey Monet, because she's a work of art.
Aw, she has a very beautiful face.
And she's very colorful, but I'm sure she's turning gray. I wish she'd keep all of her white markings.
And what's your plans for her in the future? Do you plan on driving her someday?
She will probably be a driving pony, but if she stays under 12.2, she's going in the hunter ring because she is a fabulous mover.
Oh, that's great. So all different sections of Welsh can be ridden or driven. Like they can go into the hunter world or dressage or whatever.
We have a number here that's shown on the dressage circuit, and one of them with her owner just got a 69 in dressage, and the owner's first show winning her class.
Oh, that's great.
She was delighted with her.
Yeah.
And we have another one here where a woman has an absolutely stunning cob stallion, and she's trying to get little people, like older ladies and children, on more ponies and dressage because they should be on ponies.
Yeah, like people our size.
Yes.
I like little ones. okay, so, Deb, how many do you have a series here at the Horse Park of shows?
Well, this is the fourth Welsh show I've done this year. Mm-hmm. I did two at All Why Not an American Arc in Monroe, and then two here, because each day is a different show with a different judge.
Okay.
And I've been doing shows in North Carolina now for 5 years. And I'm very excited about how many are from North Carolina at this show. I didn't have to bring many from out of state, but we have some of the tops in the nation showing from other places, too, and ours are doing very well with them.
So, like, tops in the breed, but also tops in performance.
Right, in driving,
in
CDE.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, because we just, like I said, we just interviewed Megan and Randy Cadwell. So, and who else do you have here at the show that you think we should talk to?
Well, over there, the group that's with Rolling Woods, they have a lot of ponies on the A-Hunter circuit that are well-known, like Rolling Woods. Well, they have L in their name usually.
Yeah.
L on Wheels is one that's very, very well-known on the Hunter circuit.
Yeah.
And the Clardys have quite a number that have also gone into the Hunter world.
Yeah.
And they've showed at open driving shows, both of them have. So it's just the versatility of the Welsh breed.
Yeah. And so that is a good question. What do you like the most about the Welsh, and how did you get into them?
I had cancer, and I did hunters, jumpers, eventing, dressage, but when you have a leg that doesn't work very well, you don't ride.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't work. It's aggravating.
So you rode big horses
before? Oh, always.
Oh, okay.
And I judged a Welsh show when I was, as a guest judge, when I was about 22, and I said, I want Welshes someday. So I always say, God kicked me in the leg and said, you got Welshes. And I discovered the driving here, and the Cadwell started me with it about 10 years ago, and I lucked into a group of Welsh ponies. And I adore their brains, their ability, their soundness.
Yeah.
And they can be pony-brained, but they're fun.
But you like that.
They're never boring, right, Colton?
And what size are your ponies? What do you drive?
I drive smalls. All of mine are, I have one that's 12.3 that's starting with me this year. Mm-hmm. And then I have a couple that are going to be larges eventually. But I'm probably going to sell them because I'd have to buy all new harnesses.
Yeah, that is a
so I'll
problem.
Stay between 12 hands and 13 hands.
And do you have any other Welsh shows coming up in the future?
We don't have one scheduled right now, but we are discussing possibly doing one in November.
In November, here at the Horse Park?
Possibly. It'll be in conjunction with a driving show.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yep.
Okay, so driving people, if you have a Welsh or half Welsh, and now they're opening up to part Welsh also, right?
And if anyone hasn't registered, there's an amnesty until the 31st of August. A lot of people never register their Welshes because they said, I'm not going to show on a Welsh show.
Right.
It's only $35 if you do it before they're a year old. After that, it goes up to about, I think it's about $225, but there's an amnesty. It's only $150 right now.
Okay.
And it's a great way to get your pony shown, particularly hunter trainers. If you want to get a pony in the ring, the adult can show them. It's a lot cheaper than USEF shows, and it's just a lot of fun. It's a good group of people. They work hard to make things work well.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Deb. Thanks for sharing your time with us. And we are going to go meet some other Welsh breeders.
And thank you for bringing your wonderful half-Welsh, Wendy.
Thanks, Deb. Mommy's baby is here at the show.
And so. He's been
and
wonderful.
And we're having a good time. So thanks.
Thank you.
Well, our next guest is Megan Benj. And Megan competes in open competition, mostly combined driving with a really adorable Palomino pair of Welsh Section Bs. And Megan actually was the one that got us into showing at this breed show because she was planning on taking her beautiful little pony, Allie. Megan also is a, Megan and her family breed Welsh ponies. They're Stars and Stripes Welsh. And Megan was also the 2008 gold medalist at the Para Driving Championships in Greven, Germany. So welcome, Megan Benj.
So I'm here at the Welsh Pony Show in North Carolina at the Carolina Horse Park, and I'm with Para Driving Gold Medalist Megan Benj and Pony Driving Gold Medalist with a pair, Randy Cadwell. And Randy is Megan's coach, and she's going to be interviewing her today about the Welsh show and about the disabled driving. So welcome Randy and Megan to the Driving Radio Show.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
So Randy, why don't you ask Megan some questions about her experience at the Para Driving World Championships. What year did you guys go?
2008. So Megan, when you go to a Para Worlds, how much driving do you get to do with a pony that you get to drive and compete with?
When we went in 2008, we met the ponies 3 days before the show, so we drove three times before dressage, I think.
Yes, I think so, too.
Three days before?
Yeah.
That's all the driving they get to do with these animals.
Yeah, we met the pony in Germany, so.
And what kind of pony was it?
It was a Welsh Section C.
Oh, great.
He was very cute. Very cute.
What was his name?
Jack.
And was it easy to drive?
He was a very good dressage pony, so that part started us off really good for the show.
So what's the format of that? It's combined driving, right? So do you drive, like, what test do you drive? Is there a special test, or is it a regular combined driving test? Or?
It's a special test for the disabled championships.
But everything is the same as it is at a regular world championships. Their cones are 20 centimeters. They do the same number of gates on the marathon. And it's treated just like it's a, quote-unquote, real world championships.
Yeah. And how does the team score? How does the team score work?
The same. The same as not a pony world, as a horse world. You know, the best
members?
Dressage, three members of the team, and the best score for dressage and the second best score for dressage count. And then the second best score for marathon, and then the same for cones.
And so what was your experience like there, Megs? How did you place in the dressage?
We won the dressage.
You did?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Were we fourth on marathon?
Yeah, like fourth or fifth in marathon, and I think fifth in cones.
Okay, so
Megan may have had a little incident in cones.
Yeah, I heard about the incident in cones last night. So, come on, Megs, you can't just be like, I'm totally fabulous about everything.
What happened in cones, Megan?
Yeah, let's have a real world issue.
I dropped one of my reins in cones, and the pony may have gone scooting across the ring. But luckily, he saw the next
sideways
set of cones that we needed to go through. And because he was that smart, he went through the cones, and I was able to pick up my reins in the cones and
finish.
Literally,
this pony is running across the arena and sees cone 18 and just turns and goes through it. And Megan's like, oh, my rein, and picks it up when he's in the cone.
That's a great pony. Well, yeah. Why did you buy that pony?
He wasn't for sale.
But so you were going into cones winning. Yes. And then at cone 17, you dropped your rein.
Yeah.
Was there like an audible gasp from the ring?
Oh, yes, there was. We were all screaming. And then she trotted at half a mile an hour after that. because, of course, she was a little nervous. And we're going, go, go, oh, my God, go.
So you were doing Prancy Trot in.
Yes.
Were you crying a little bit? Because I probably would have been crying a little bit.
I think I was in shock at that point.
She did a good quality Prancy Trot like you like, Wendy.
Oh, good. And so were you on the carriage by yourself, or you had a
No, you had to carry a groom.
So were you on the carriage?
No, I was on the rail. Dying.
Screaming.
Yes.
So with the carriage that you had, you borrowed a carriage, right?
Yeah, I was able to borrow the exact same carriage that I use at home. So I just shipped over they made like a false floor for me. Mm-hmm. So I just shipped that to the show and stuck it in there.
Oh, that's good.
Bennington Carriages makes Megan custom-made carriages.
Because sometimes I know I'm really short. So sometimes when I'm in a carriage, it's a little too big for me. If I drop my reins, leaning over is a little bit scary because I feel like I'm going over the dashboard.
It actually worked out perfectly because the rein fell on the box and was just sitting there where I couldn't reach it.
You're sitting right at your feet.
And so it all ended up great, and you won. You ended up with the gold medal.
Yeah.
And then how did the team end up?
We got a silver medal.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And so you're not showing in the Para Worlds this year, right?
No.
But you'll be cheering on the team.
Yep.
Coming up.
We'll be watching it.
And what are you driving now?
I drive a pair of ponies.
And what kind of ponies do you drive?
They're Welsh Section Bs.
Oh, Welsh Section Bs. Well, you know what? And what are we doing right now? We're at the Welsh show. Basically, the reason why I decided to do these series of interviews is because there's so many little Welsh ponies here that we also see in combined driving. So I know you guys from combined driving, and now we're showing, we're actually sitting outside the ring waiting to show in hand. And who are we waiting to show?
Allie. Her registered name is Windfall Elsinore. She's a Section B mare.
And what's she done in combined driving?
She does all phases in my pair and has gone up to intermediate.
And she's how old?
She's 8 years old.
She's eight. And then, so now she's doing in hand, which is confirmation on the line. And then, are you driving anything else? Are you driving her in any classes today?
Yes, we are driving in the pleasure classes.
And how did she do yesterday?
She was champion yesterday.
Yeah. And Allie is a little, I'll post pictures on Facebook, but Allie is a beautiful little Palomino mare.
She's a princess.
And Megan, now how does the pleasure driving here at the Welsh show work? Like, you were showing in confirmation pleasure and then also the open carriage driving, right?
Yeah.
So the confirmation pleasure is what?
I think it's just like a confirmation class in harness. So they're judging how your pony is moving and its way of going.
It's overall
picture.
Look.
Yeah. So you go walk, trot, both ways of the ring.
Yeah.
And then for the carriage pleasure driving, what are the classes in the carriage pleasure driving?
Turnout and working and an obstacle cones class.
And how are the obstacle classes? What do you do? It's cones?
Yeah.
Yeah. And is it... this must be real easy for you, right? Because you're not at 20 centimeters here, are you?
Yeah, but you can only trot, so it's much harder to trot when our ponies want to canter to the end.
So how do you deal with that?
Just go.
Ho, Allie, ho.
Do you feel like you want to run for the finish line at the gallop?
Yes, because the cones are set really wide.
And how did you do in the driving classes yesterday?
Allie was champion in the confirmation. Mm-hmm. Driving.
Oh, congratulations.
And third place in the other two.
Oh. Right? Because you're not at 20 centimeters here, are you?
Yeah, but you can only trot, so it's much harder to trot when our ponies want to canter to the end.
So how do you deal with that?
Just go.
Ho, Allie, ho.
Do you feel like you want to run for the finish line at the gallop?
Yes, because the cones are set really wide.
And how did you do in the driving classes yesterday?
Allie was champion in the confirmation. Mm-hmm. Driving.
Oh, congratulations.
And third place in the other two.
Oh,
carriage classes.
And then you also have another pony here, right?
Yeah.
what's the other pony?
He is a pony that my family bred. His name is Stars and Stripes Jasper, mm-hmm. and he's a Section B gelding.
And now you drove his father, right? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, his dad is a Section B stallion that we bought, and I competed to advanced in combined driving about maybe 6 years ago.
Yeah, that was a long time. How old were you then? Were you a junior then?
No, I had to wait till I was not a junior to be able to show him, and I showed one of his sons before I actually showed him in driving.
Right. Yeah,
so
you had to be 18 to show the stallion.
Yeah.
Right? And so how do you feel when you show Jasper? Do you feel, like, super proud because you bred him like he's mommy's baby or what?
Yeah, it's neat to see them from little foals and being all geeky and dorky and then being really nice. Turning out ponies mm-hmm. with really nice temperament. So,
and what's Jasper's future? This is his one of his first shows, right?
Yeah, this is only like the third show that he's done, and he's going to drive in the pair with Allie. So,
oh, that's great.
That is his life plan.
Oh, that's great. Well, Megan, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with the rest of the show.
Thanks.
Well, now it's time to talk about one of our sponsors, WYSIWYG Carriages. Well, you wanted to announce that WYSIWYG's actually sponsoring somebody, right?
Yeah, we're really proud to announce that we're sponsoring a promising junior driver, Colton Parker, from Batavia, Ohio. And Colton's 15 years old, and he actually grew up showing quarter horses, riding and showing in hand, and He has a pony pair right now, and he's competing in the prelim division for pony pairs. And he came to me because he wants to drive four in hand, and he wanted to. He currently has a comfy fit harness, and he wanted to get another set for his leaders. So I was so excited that we have another, you know, little kid interested in four in hand, and. I think everybody knows that I could never have done four in hand without like a village of people helping me. And from the kindness of others, I borrowed, you know, equipment and harness, and I had people helping me left and right. And so I thought, well, this is a great way I can give back. So we are sponsoring Colton and helping him with his comfy fit harness. And I have a four in hand and pony pair carriage that I'm letting him borrow, and also for a marathon. And I also have a Hans Meyer presentation vehicle that he's borrowing. So that's a demo carriage that he is going to use for when he gets driving team. So
oh my goodness,
really
Colton
happy
was happy to talk to you that day, wasn't he?
Was very happy to talk to me that day. So, but you know, I just feel like. Nobody can do this alone, and in driving especially, we have to all cooperate because it takes so many people to get your carriage down the road, and I think that's why we're also attracted to driving is because, you know, you can invite your friends with you. You can, it's a community, and he's a promising young junior, and I really want to see that. I would love to see a little kid driving a four-in-hand of ponies.
Well, we're going to have to get Colton on the show someday soon.
Yep, and he was actually showing at the Welsh show. He was showing Deb Branson's pair of Welsh ponies at the show and won Best Junior Driver.
Terrific. Well, congratulations, yeah. Colton, all around. And we look forward to hearing from him in the next couple of weeks. We'll get him on the show here. Now, I was shocked when you sent over the interviews and, you know, for me to edit, when I saw you talk to Dr. Ruth, and I thought, you know, I've always wanted to do a show on the network about sex, and then right here I thought, wow, Wendy started it. She got an interview with Dr. Ruth.
I did talk to Dr. Ruth, and even though it wasn't Dr. Ruth the sex expert, Dr. Ruth and I did talk about sex because she drives a stallion. So we did talk a little bit about that. So.
Okay.
But Dr. Ruth is Dr. Ruth Wilburn. She's from Rolling Woods Welsh Ponies. And she and her sisters, actually. She has two sisters that also do the pony farm with her, and she rides and drives. They had a million kids and a ton of ponies, so we talked to her, and we're going to hear all about her experience at the show.
Okay, I'm here with Dr. Ruth Wilburn of Rolling Woods Farm from Olive Branch, Missouri. Yes, thank God for recording. Okay, from Olive Branch, Mississippi. So welcome, Ruth, to the Drive-In Radio Show.
Thanks for being at the show. We like having more driving ponies at our shows, and yeah. So we like to have more competition.
So now you're a longtime breeder of Welsh ponies, and you also drive in the open competitions, right? So tell us a little bit about your farm and a little bit about your ponies.
We got started many years ago in the early 80s breeding because, as a veterinarian, people gave me ponies that, well, they just need a home and they need this and they need that. So I ended up with all these mares, and I got hooked up with a hunter trainer who did a lot of ponies. So we started out breeding hunter ponies, and we went to deliver a pony at Smoke Tree Farm. At Smoke Tree Farm, and we saw a stallion that we loved. His name was Severin Sirocco, and that was my first driving pony. Mm-hmm. And he had the best temperament, great mover, and it was a good thing I started with him instead of another pony,
right,
because
right.
he made the experience very pleasant for me. But yeah. But from there, we evolved to making breeding mainly purebreds, but we do breed crossbreds for
a
different discipline. We A's and B's and crossbreds.
Okay.
No cops.
All right.
We leave that for you.
And how long have you been breeding, you said?
We bred our first ponies in 1983.
Wow. And this is a family affair, right?
It's a family affair. There's actually four sisters, mm-hmm. and I'm the oldest, and then there's Joanna, who is big into driving. A lot of the driving people know her.
Yeah.
And then our youngest sister, Sally Ross Davis, mm-hmm. who does a lot of hunter ponies.
Okay.
And so she's all the time wheeling and dealing with the hunter ponies. But that we also have a sister who just didn't have a good aura with ponies and horses as a child. So she never rode, but her youngest daughter rides with us.
Oh, great.
So we have the whole family. And then Sally Ross has two sons that ride with us.
Uh-huh.
And
how many ponies do you have here at the show today?
We only brought five, but we have 40-something back home.
So you only brought five. How many do you usually bring?
A lot of times we'll bring eight or nine, so we have a trailer load. If there's, if you're going to go to a show, you might as well make it full.
And what do you think about driving here at the Welsh show versus driving in the open shows? How does that compare?
Well, nowadays, a lot of the people that are driving at the Welsh shows do drive at ADS competitions or open driving.
Yeah.
And the level of competition at the Welsh shows is way above what it used to be because of that. And but the sad thing is right now we're kind of in a down cycle just like for the ADS things.
Yeah.
And so it's been hard to find some competition
right.
to drive against. But like here, we have more ponies, which is nice. I don't want to go in a ring and by myself and get a blue ribbon. That doesn't prove anything.
Yeah.
So I like a lot of competition. So.
And what are you driving here at the show today?
I'm driving our Section B stallion, Rolling Woods Cookie Thief.
Mm-hmm.
And he's won a lot in pleasure driving. He's been won year-end national awards in Welsh pleasure driving mm-hmm. for the Welsh Pony Society and for the USCF. In fact, he's the poster boy for Welsh ponies on the USCF poster this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so. And we've showed in ADS pleasure driving shows and doing some dressage. We've never showed him in in the CDEs because he would like it too much. And then he likes to canter through the cones as it is.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So we try to discourage that. So
yeah. We just heard from Megan. That is a big difference, is that you can't canter
right.
in the pleasure driving. So
once they ever learn that that's a way to go, they're like, oh, but well, this is so much more fun
right.
to do it fast. So.
And does he also ride this pony?
Oh, yeah. He's been shown in English pleasure, Western pleasure, and he also jumps. In fact, my nephew's going to ride him today to help fill a class. So.
Oh, great. So what kind of carriage do you drive him to?
It's a Oh.
Two-wheel?
Yeah, it's a two-wheel. I'm trying to think of the...
Meadowbrook?
It's not a Meadowbrook. It's a road cart type thing. I can't think of the name of it, but that's it over there. But yeah. I actually bought it used from somebody out in California. And Rena Gillis, when she was moving to the East Coast, she picked it up and brought it to me very nicely.
Oh,
and
that's nice.
And it matches my pony perfectly.
It does.
I couldn't have picked out a better one. So
say if you just brought that one pony and you're coming to this Welsh show, you need to bring your carriage, your harness, your in-hand bridle.
Yeah.
Saddle.
Yeah. We can outfit you for every discipline with any set of clothes from children on up.
Right.
Because, and they laugh at us because, why do you take all this stuff to the show? I said, well, you never know.
Because,
people lose something or forget something. And, you know, we've got extra helmets and, you know, all kind of stuff. And, of course, that's why my trailer weighs so much. It's been a lot of miles. We travel all over. This year we've been to Maryland, which we go to every year. Then we went up to Saugerties to the Hits showgrounds, to the Welsh Pony Show there.
Mm-hmm.
And we came to North Carolina because most of our shows that we used to show in, like we used to go to Texas mainly, they've canceled those shows for lack of entries. The economy in Texas had an awful drought, and people were just having a tough time.
Yeah.
In fact, I paid $12 for a bale of hay that the kids are going, is this what we're supposed to bed the stalls with?
Right.
And it's like, no, that's,
aww.
And they said, you paid what for it? I said, that's what the lady paid for it.
Yeah,
it is sad. And you know, we travel all over. We have a great time. The Welsh shows, it's like the driving community.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a ton of money in it. We do it because we love it and because we love our animals, and we like to see them perform better. And but like yesterday, we had a lady that we used to show with, 15 years ago.
Right.
And so granddaughter's grown and not showing anymore, and she just came to visit with us, so we had a great time, and so we have had friends all over because of that. And if you get into trouble, like when we were going up to Maryland, the trailer broke down in Berryville, Virginia, which happens to be right down the road from right down the road from Farnley Farm, the biggest Welsh pony farm there is. And so we called down there. Herschel came and took care of everything and, put the ponies up and, that'll happen with the driving people too.
And so what's your next plan with your pony, with this Welsh guy?
Well, he's won really all there is to win. I mean, he's won what they call an Order of the Dragon through the Welsh Pony Society, which is based on the number of points that he's gotten in halter and also in performance. So, but my sisters won't break me another pony to drive. And they keep taking them away. And the last one I picked out was, she wasn't going to make a carriage horse.
Yeah.
She didn't really like anything behind her. So she's going to make a great hunter pony. But I'm trying to, was trying to breed me another one, but I'm getting older. Getting older, and so I may just have to go pick another one out of the pasture. But
you
I
love 40. There must be something in there.
Well, I have a bad back, and I can't ride anymore. I can ride, but I don't walk good when I get off the pony. So driving is the way I need to go, and I really enjoy it. And we try to breed an athletic pony that can really do anything.
Right, right.
And it's got to have, be four square. It's got to move off its rear end. And it's got to have the shoulders got to move. If you could do that, you could do anything.
Right.
And we see a lot of times the ponies look cute. They flick their toes, but they're not really moving their shoulders.
Yeah.
Their rear ends are dragging behind them.
Right.
And they, that's not what we're about.
Right. Now, do you have a website so people can find you?
Yeah, we do. It's rollingwoodsfarm.com.
Okay, that's easy enough?
Yep.
All right, well, Dr. Ruth, thank you so much for joining
us. Oh, you're more than welcome.
Good luck with the rest of the show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, well, next on our Welsh lineup is Dee Dee Bushneck. She's a riding and driving trainer from Holly Springs, North Carolina. And Dee Dee and I have a very long friendship. Dee Dee actually is the one that got me started in driving. She was my neighbor when I was at vet school in Raleigh.
It's all her fault.
And I was fox hunting. And I went to the hunt ball, and here I see on the table someone had donated a driving lesson. So I bid on this driving lesson. I thought, oh, that'll be fun. And the thing that was great about it is I'd always wanted to try driving, but I didn't know how you got started. And her lesson included, you know, you come out to her farm and drive with her horse and her carriage and all the stuff, so it was a safe environment. So I went and did it, and actually, after my first lesson, I was terrified, and I wasn't sure I was going to go back. But then I kept meeting up with her on the trails, and she kind of just forced me to come back out, so I did.
So you actually got, I didn't know.
You're going to hear a little bit about Dee Dee.
I didn't know this story. You actually got started driving because you bought a silent auction lesson?
Yeah. Yep.
I didn't know that.
And I'm telling you, after the first time driving, I was like, wow, this is super dangerous. Like, you know, that was fun, but I don't think I'd want to do it again. And I, you know, said thanks and left. But then I kept seeing her because I leased a hunter from her, and I saw her a lot trail riding. And then she, you know, I realized what a fun bunch they were, and they were my neighbors, so then I leased a maid driving horse from her, and I went from there.
Well, terrific. Well, let's hear from Dee Dee.
Okay, I'm here with Dee Dee Bushneck at the Welsh Driving Show in her little pretty death trap. And we're walking back to the barn. So, Dee Dee, what are you driving today?
I am driving a Section A Welsh mare.
Yeah, and what's her name?
Hummingbird. Humming Hill Shining Star, excuse me.
Oh, she's really cute. And what carriage are you driving? What is this?
This is just a little road cart. We're just a little
two-wheel road cart. I'm just teasing you about calling it a death trap. Just
because
we had to come in the back.
Yes,
and
right.
I'm wussy.
I know, but I but it's just perfect for her, and this is all we need, you know? And
yeah.
We have a runabout for her also.
Yeah.
So.
And this is good for her because she's little and this is
mm-hmm.
light.
Right.
Right?
Right. And in the pleasure driving, you know, when you're doing both divisions here, that's really what they're looking. This is more of a pleasure driving vehicle
yeah.
than using the carriages in it.
Right. And now, Dee Dee, you're a judge in pleasure, you're an ADS and USEF.
Yes.
Pleasure driving judge.
Mm-hmm.
And you also judge different breeds, right?
Yep.
Do Morgan and...
I don't have my cart, but I do open judging.
Uh-huh. And so you have driven all kinds of different breeds. What do you think about the Welsh as a performance animal?
Well, I think the Welsh ponies are great driving animals. They're,
mm-hmm.
They're great over fences. They're great... pony hunters also.
Did you have Welsh? Did you have Welsh before? Or
yes.
Did you
yes.
start with the Welsh?
Yes. I had Welsh pony hunters when I was a little kid. And
oh,
I didn't
did?
Start driving until I was like 20.
Oh, really? And how did you start driving?
We had an old Welsh Arab pony hunter. And my godfather was home. He was out of the home, and he was retired, and honest to gosh, my mom got a harness from, this is a funny story, a harness from the blacksmith down the street.
Yeah.
And then somebody else, she got a cart from, and he was out of the home one day and came out and hooked up the pony and said, drive. And I drove.
You did?
Yes.
And how old were you?
20.
Oh, yeah, you just said, sorry.
Yeah, I was 20.
And you had a pretty good start in driving. Didn't you start driving with the famous Lipizzan, crazy Hungarian guy?
Yes, Leslie Caselli. Yes, I did. And I had Connemara ponies then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my first one was a half Welsh, and then I had some Connemara driving ponies.
And what was it like with Leslie?
Oh, he was wonderful.
Yeah.
He was wonderful. It was a great experience. And he was working with me, and he said, you need to be a judge. And I said, well, I'm not going to be a judge unless I've done it all. So I worked with him, and I did fours. I worked for Henry DuPont with his four of Morgans and Leslie and his fours of all kinds. We had saddlebreds, Swiss cobs, all kinds, and coaching. So I did coaching. I did fours and pairs and everything with him. And then I went and worked on getting my ADS license.
Oh, that's great. And so what's your favorite part of carriage driving?
Obstacles.
Pick your own route.
Pick your own route. So I'm seeing a pattern here. Everybody loves cones.
Yes.
And why do you think that is? Why do you think everybody loves cones?
Well, I think if you've got a good driving pony, that's what you're going to have the most fun with.
It's exciting.
Yes.
And fun.
Yeah.
And what do you have in your barn now? Like, you have these Welsh ponies, and you have anything else in there?
Mm-hmm. My Morgan, who was carriage Morgan Horse of the Year.
Oh, congratulations. What's his name?
DSB Black Tie Affair.
Oh, now he...
We call him Rocky.
And he's driven by your junior...
No, Peggy drives him. Oh, and Ashley drives him.
Oh, that's great.
Yep.
That's great. And so what's your... What are you planning in the future? What's your...
We're going to Walnut Hill.
Oh, you're going to Walnut Hill in New York.
Yeah.
The big pleasure show.
Yeah, and we're taking Rocky, the Morgan, and we're taking this pony up to Marcia Himmler.
Yeah.
And she's going to show her in the small pony division on her runabout.
Mm-hmm.
And we're taking, and I've got a Studebaker runabout we're going to show Rocky on.
Oh, great.
So we're going up and doing the horse runabout division, and we're doing and ponies, so. We're going to four-wheelers.
Well, Dee Dee, you might not know this, but on the driving radio show, well, I mean, I know you listen every week. Like, you know, you're dedicated to my show. But we talk about you a lot on the driving radio show because you taught me how to drive.
Yes, I did. And I got you started.
You did. And I really have to thank you because I really love driving and it's so much fun. And why don't you tell everybody about, like, the first time I drove at your house?
Oh,
my first lesson. Day one.
Didn't you have a lesson on my horse?
On your horse, because I won it at the fox hunt, remember?
Mm-hmm.
You donated a
lesson, and you came and drove Roman, I believe.
Yeah, I drove Roman, yeah.
Rose Valley Roman.
Yeah.
And I think you liked it. And then you said, I'm going to get a driving horse. But then you brought me the big draft horse.
Oh, yeah, Melody.
who was fine by herself.
Yeah.
But we found out she was not a show horse.
No, she was not. So what happened how did we find that out?
Because we put you in a class and she just about ran away with you.
Yeah.
Up on the hill. She was bad.
She wouldn't settle. She was doing fancy dressage movements.
Yes, she was. She was something else. And so I said, you know, we got to find you something nice.
Because I was a green driver and a green horse.
Yes, yes. And so then you went, and then you drove Jameson with Betty.
Right.
Betty Riley, and we went to the Kentucky Gala and all the places and things, and we had one bad experience with him, too.
Well, that's because the carriage, the carriage gave out.
It broke.
Oh, no, and also we ran over my dog.
Yes.
So it wasn't Jameson or the carriage's fault, really. I think it was the...
And then you went on your internship, I think, on a Welsh cob pony farm, didn't you? Lemon
right.
Tree.
Yeah, I went on the internship when I was in school, and I brought Izzy home.
Yes, and Izzy, we broke Izzy, and we went all over, and you kept saying, he's not fast enough, and look what a wonderful, I said, just wait.
I know.
Just wait.
You were right.
Just wait.
Because he was too little, and then Dale Gopeth went on to do great things with him.
Yes.
Go advance.
No. 19 and 18 are not going to go. Okay, thank you.
So now we rehashed all of our history.
Yeah, that
I just
fun.
Really appreciate everything that you did and introduced me to this wonderful sport.
It's because you bought that lesson at that Crazy Hunt Balls remember?
It was because you were my neighbor, and we had so much fun together hunting, fox hunting, because you're also a fox hunter.
Yep.
So we used to load up the trailer with the fox hunters who we also drove. And I think that's really good that they can do all kinds of different things.
Yep.
So I just thank you so much for introducing me to this great sport.
Well, I think we have a record number. We have one more interview, and I think this has to be a record number of interviews for the driving radio show in one episode.
I think so, too. Well, you know, I have ADD, so they were kind of short, and they're kind of all covering different topics. So our next one is with Peggy Andrus. And she is, her topic is that she is also a driver. I met her in North Carolina also. But she breeds Arabs and Morabs. And while she does not compete herself in combined driving, one of her babies went on to compete in combined driving. And so we're going to hear all about that.
Okay, I'm here with Peggy Andrus at the Welsh Show. And Peggy, what are you driving here today?
This is Bedford. He's a 19-year-old Section A Welsh gelding. His name is Stonecroft Bedford. He is owned by Dee Dee Bushnick, and she has so graciously let me drive him here at the Welsh Pony Show.
And what
it's, the things? It's okay.
And what carriage are you driving today?
This is a
It's a country. Is it a country gig?
It's a country gig. Yes. Looks like it's made by Stolfus.
And it's really tall.
It is tall. Yes.
Was it scary in cones driving this?
No.
Tall?
No.
It wasn't.
No.
Because you were fast in cones.
Yeah. No. I did not feel scared at all.
Yeah.
I did not feel scared. I had a four-wheel vehicle once that I did feel scared in, but this one, I don't.
Oh, good. And so, now, Peggy, you have kind of an interesting story. When I met you, you were driving your Arab mare, Asia.
Yes, that's right? True. Yes.
That was way, way back.
That was a long, yes.
And Asia had a baby and went on to do what?
Asia's second foal, WB Savannah, went on to win the bronze at the Pony World in 2011.
Right.
2011.
With Susie Stafford.
And Susie showed her under the name of Miss Josephine.
Oh, okay.
And but WB Savannah was a Morab, Mother Asia, who was an Arab.
Right.
And then her sire was Manny B, who was a Morgan.
Right.
And I bred Asia and raised Savannah.
Yeah.
And then parted with her.
Yeah.
And
she went on to greatness.
She went on to greatness,
that's
yes.
Because I remember when I first started driving, I remember cute little Asia, and you were always pretty good in the cones then, too, because Asia really had some get up and go.
She did. Here.
So do you think that's where Josephine got her winning edge from?
I think so. Yeah. Because Asia... Would you come ahead this horse, please? This pony? You can cut part of this out, can't you?
Yeah.
And, yes. Asia was, to me, such a willing mare. She and she loved the cones.
Yeah,
she did love the cones. And we would go to shows, and yes, we'd get thirds and fourths in our ring classes.
Yeah.
Asia would get into those cone classes and just smoke them.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I'm very proud of my Asia.
Yeah, it's great to have a mare that wants to win like that.
Yes.
I think for Arabs, too, they have that kind of competitiveness without being too hot.
Yes.
Without being too overly aggressive.
Yes, and she just was very forward, and she was always very kind. She never did anything silly, and people, I'm sorry, for the Arabs, people think that they're labeled all crazy, but they're not. I mean, it depends on what you've got, and I don't know. I think that they make wonderful driving horses.
Yeah. And what's Asia doing now?
Asia is retired, yes.
Yeah, how old is she?
She's 24.
24?
She is 24.
Wow. Does she live in your backyard?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. She lives at my farm, and she has run of the farm.
Oh,
you know, what Asia wants, Asia gets.
Yeah. And what do you think about the Welsh breed?
Well, I have always wanted a Welsh pony.
Yeah.
And I have been looking for years and thinking, and finally last year I went to Texas and got Pleasant Hill Miss Priss. Susan Crozer in Carbon, Texas, has a breeding farm, and I bought Pris from her, and I'm going to start her,
great.
I will drive her.
And what's she? She's a Section B?
She is a Section B. Yeah, she's 4 years old.
Oh,
and
great.
And
you'll ride and drive? And...
Yeah, well, I will drive. Someone else will ride. I'm a little large. So.
Well, thanks, Peggy, so much for joining us on the radio show, and good luck with all your future endeavors.
Thank you, Wendy. It's good to see you.
Well, thank you, Wendy, for doing all those interviews. That was terrific. It's good to hear all of from all those different people about different aspects of the Welsh community. I got to tell you, I had something very interesting happen the other morning during, first time ever, during the live morning show, Horses in the Morning, that we do. While I was sitting here recording, I was looking out my window, and we live in an equestrian community in Ocala, and I was sitting here looking out my window, and this little Meadowbrook cart comes into my view in my window, pulled by a little paint mini, little paint mini horse. And she trotted on by, little mini, you know, on by, and then they turned around at the end of the street, and then I saw him come back in this little tiny Meadowbrook with the pulled by a little paint mini. I wish I could have gotten the window fast enough to, with my camera to take a picture, because that's the first time I've ever seen a mini cart go by while I've been recording.
Oh, that's so cute.
I know. You see a lot of drivers out here in this neighborhood, and from what I hear, a lot of them are snowbirds, and they head up Canada and up north for the summer, so we'll see a lot more drivers here in the fall as well.
That'll be great.
But that was a first. I had to tell you about that because I was so excited that I saw a mini drive by.
Well, we need to get you a mini.
No, you know, we need to get me a horse that actually can pull that carriage that's sitting in my garage. That one won't be pulled by a mini. So
I might have one for you.
Okay. You know, you showed up one day with the carriage. Jennifer's just expecting one day you're just going to show up with a horse in the trailer and go, here it is.
Well, I might. I might do that on Tuesday, so you never know. Just be careful that you wish for.
Well, Wendy, this has been fun. It's always nice. We will be getting back to Wendy's, Dr. Ying's Chinese medicine updates here very shortly. We're going to be getting back to those. We thought we wouldn't punish her first week back by making her work too hard. She already did all these interviews, so I think that was good for this week. But maybe next week we'll do a segment. It's been a while.
I know. Well, I've been on vacation. The Five Elements is shut down for July and August, so now we're going to get back into the swing of things.
You know, we do.
We'll talk about chiropractic when I come back.
We do a segment, too, on... I just wanted to add that if you have questions for Wendy or anybody that we can get on the show about driving, feel free to send them to Glenn with two N's at horseradionetwork.com or Wendy at horseradionetwork.com, and we would be happy to get those questions answered. If we can't answer them, then we'll find somebody who can. And that's about carriages, about driving, about horses, about health, whatever it is. Send your emails over, and we'll try and get them answered. If you have nice things to say, we appreciate you posting them over there on Facebook at the Driving Radio Show. If you have nasty things to say, send them to wedontcare@horseradionetwork.com. That's a special email box we set up just for those messages. No, I'm just kidding. We really don't have one like that.
We don't? Oh, I wish we did.
We don't get too many of those emails, though, so that's good.
Oh.
That's good. And thank you to everybody who listens to this show every week, and to WYSIWYG and also the American Driving Society and Susie for being kind enough to join us every week. And we'll be back again next week. You're coming over here, over to the studio to record, right?
I am, yep. I'm coming over on Tuesday.
Sounds terrific. We're going to look forward to seeing you again and your fat, ice-laden foot.
Exactly.
Did the swelling go down? You're okay now?
I was fine. My foot is pretty tough.
Well, thank you, Wendy. I bet you're looking forward to getting back to your home in Florida after all this time. So you have a good trip back there tomorrow, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Glenn. And remember to keep the shiny side up.